بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, what I'd like to do is just go over one aspect of the famous hadith on Islam, Iman, and Ihsan, the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, in which he asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about these three matters pertaining to the deen, in terms of what is Islam, what is Iman, and Ihsan. But we'll just discuss one aspect of Ihsan. So as we know, Jibreel alayhi salam visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this famous hadith, and Imam Nawawi recorded it in his 40, it's usually the second one, in his 40 hadith. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali did a commentary on these, and most books have more than 40, as you all know. So we want to look at this hadith because it is an all-encompassing hadith. And every now and then we need to remind ourselves of the potency of various aspects of it. So, we just as a review, the Islam portion, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the arkan al-Islam, the five pillars of Islam, are mentioned when Jibreel alayhi salam asked him about what is Islam. And then, in terms of the Iman, he explains the Aqidah matters of our deen. And then when Jibreel alayhi salam asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ, so tell me about Ihsan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنْ تَعُوذَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, that it's to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see him. And if you can't do that, then know that he indeed sees you. So these are the very important matters in terms of potency. They weigh heavy on the scales in terms of tasawwuf. And it's a matter we have to come back to over and over again. Check in terms of checking ourselves, where are we in terms of this hadith, in terms of muraqabah, watching ourselves, our gaze upon ourselves, and are we worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we see him? So that first part is a higher level. That pertains to basira, to have the veils removed, in other words, to worship him as we're penetrating, you know, into this basira, the inner sight penetrates through to ma'rifah. So that's what this matter is all about. And so the arifin and the ulama, the awliya, they all are at this level of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with basira. But then there's that other aspect, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, which many people fall under this. So the salikin, who are wanting to attain the higher level, but this also is a very high station. And it's the station of the siddiqeen. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that he subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses us, is a matter of siddiq. It's a matter of sincerity. So we want to at least aim for that. And then, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will invite us to the higher levels. And this is what this entire matter is about, to check ourselves and see where we are, where do we fall in this aspect of ihsan under tasawwuf. So to give examples, Thawr ibn Yazid, radiallahu anhu, said, I read in a book that Isa alayhi salam said, the disciples speak to Allah a great deal, and they speak very little to people. And we'll find this over and over again, that those at this level with basira, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the veils of the dunya, and more importantly, the veil of the nafs removed, they speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they get agitated if they don't have that munajat with Allah, of this private time, the soliloquy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was asked, how can we speak to Allah a great deal? And he answered, go alone and hold intimate discourse with him. Go alone and supplicate with him. So this is the soliloquy that we all have, this private time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people don't think about it. And this is why the ulama and the awliya emphasize over and over again that if you don't find time during the day, and it usually is hard to find this private time during the day, this is why the wise ones get up at Tahajjud time and spend that private soliloquy time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the wee hours of the night. And so it's narrated that there was a man who used to pray 1,000 rak'ah every day and night until he crippled his legs became crippled. Then he would pray 1,000 rak'ah every night seated after he became crippled. And when he prayed in the afternoon prayer, he would drop his legs, and while wrapped up in his garments facing the Qibla, he would say, I'm astonished that people who can be intimate and at ease with anyone other than you. And even more so, I'm amazed that people's hearts can be at ease remembering others other than you. So these are the matters that they reflected upon. The vast majority of the people in the world become agitated. And nowadays, particularly, there are many people who seem to just go hither and thither. And if they don't have, for instance, today, now December 25 is closing of many shops. You won't find this kind of quietude on any other day in the entire year in America. Mm. I'm not sure how it is in the UK, perhaps there as well, in the Western world, because of the celebration of Christmas. This is the only time you find that quietude outdoors, where people are in their homes for once. And they become agitated if it's like this on other days, because they're so used to the hubbub and the flow here and there. But it's actually quite people. And if you go out, I mean, the shops that are... vegetables and at the Indian market. So that was open.